Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the cells at long enough.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Singer-songwriter Michael J. Creswell joins me on the line from France today. He's about to release his new album, It's Time, featuring 11 songs he's written. Very exciting time for him, and it's a pleasure to welcome Michael to the show. Hey there, Michael. How are you doing today?
How are you doing, Dave? You okay?
Yeah, doing great here. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Everything's going good here back in France. Just a nice relaxing day, about 20 degrees. Nice chilled out weather.
Very nice. Yeah. So is it springtime over there or summertime?
For about the past 7 days, it's been absolutely glorious weather. But we've been doing a lot of promotion for the album, so we've been spending much time inside. But it's starting to feel very springy, come towards summer. So it's a fantastic time. Yeah.
Very exciting. Well, the release of the CD coming up on the 29th of March, so we're just a few days away. How does it feel to be this close and getting ready to share the product with everybody, Michael?
It's fantastic, Dave. It's been a lifetime of writing, and it's been one heck of a year getting the album, the songs produced and mastered to the correct standard. And now it's, as you say, it's less than a week till the release.
Yeah.
We've had absolutely loads of promotion here in France, doing radio interviews, TV, newspaper, and it's starting to hit reality that it's about released, and all the hard work starts now, yeah?
Definitely, and as you say, hard work in the sense of there's a lot of promotion you have to do, shows like this and magazines and press, newspapers, just every way I guess you can get your name out there.
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, I was last week's singing at the Le Mans football ground, which is one of the songs on the album, and I was singing in front of 12,000 fans in the pouring rain, and that's
wow.
one of the things you have to do. But yeah, it's all promotion, and it's what you have to do if you want to get your name out there. Correct.
Definitely, and let's refresh people. You were just talking a moment ago. I remember the last time on the show you were talking about what a great thrill to have a song that you've written be used for the football team over there. And do you want to tell us again about that and how they adopted it as their theme song?
Yeah, well, I live in a big city called Le Mans, which is well known for the Le Mans 24-hour rally. Steve McQueen starred in the film Le Mans 24. So people in the States probably know quite a lot about the film, the city due to that film. But when I moved here, my first album, titled You, was very popular around this area, around France. And I was approached by the owners of the club to be commissioned to write a song, which I wrote the song after the club's fans, Allez Le Mans, which is Go, Go Le Mans.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the song, had the song produced by the Leona Lewis producers in London called Red Rhythm. They produced the song. Also had it produced by Lady Gaga's producers, Flashpoint UK.
Wow.
Which is the actual the production we're going to use. But yes, they use the song for the supporters, to rev the supporters up. And it's played every home game in front of the 17,000 fans. So yeah, it's a great compliment.
Oh, definitely. And being able to sing it there live, as you said, even though it was in the rain, must have been quite something. People could put a face to the name and the voice singing it.
Well, that's true, David. Because I walk around, I go to most games, and it's quite strange because I walk around the ground, and not many people know who I am because I've got me little flat cap on, and it was quite funny. My girlfriend said, "You're gonna have to stop wearing that cap now because people know who you are." So so I've lost that cap now, which is my favourite cap. But yes, it's great to be involved within the song and within music in the city I actually live. And I did an interview on a French radio station called Sweet FM on Monday, which I had to speak in French on that interview. And believe me, my French is not fantastic, but I got through, I got by. I'm quite pleased to see him.
So, yeah, let's sort of let people know you're living in France now, but let's talk about sort of where you're from again and the places you've been leading up to your home now in France.
Yeah, I'm originally from the north of England in a small town called Blyth, which is in Northumberland, just off the peak of Scotland, which is an absolutely fantastic place. I was brought up as a people maybe in Canada and in the US know of is a Geordie boy, which is a northern term for a guy who's from that area.
Right.
Stayed there till I was 20. After leaving university, I got a job as a disc jockey over on the island of Corfu, Greece, and
wow.
I spent 8 years there as a writer and as a disc jockey writing dance tracks, and I was there for 8 years. I say. I eventually acquired two bars and become a little bit of an entrepreneur in that field, but my love was always writing and performing. So I came back to the UK and decided to move up to France, where the climate's a little bit warmer than the UK. been here for 5 years now and never looked back. It's fantastic.
And what's the country music scene like there, Michael, over in France? Is there you know, a lot of people who enjoy country music that comes out of Nashville, or is it a different form of country music over there?
There's a big country scene over in France now. It's getting more popular by the day. I mean, the Cannes Film Festival, that's uplifted by the full country scene. So when you've got the Cannes Film Festival, that's linked with the country scene, and it's linked through Nashville as well. A guy who was on the same label as me, Wild Oats Records, is a guy called Gary Jackson. He comes over to Cannes. He's originally from Canada. He comes over to Cannes every year and represents Nashville with a lot of the musicians. And it's getting more popular, as I say, day by day. A lot of the US and a lot of the Nashville country scenes here, but there's a lot of the German, a lot of big European sector on the German music state for country as well. Big over there.
Oh, that's great. Now, the CD, It's Time, which is about to be released, Steve Haggard produced it, and he's with Nashville's Wild Oats Records. So you were over in Nashville actually recording the CD for a certain period?
Yeah, it was for a full month. Yeah, it was a great month to be there to learn what Nashville is all about. I've been writing all this music, and I've been corresponding for a long time with a lot of musicians over there and doing a lot of writes with people. And to go there and spend a month at the Cave Studios, which the album was recorded at, was a great experience and one I'll not forget. And we're going to be going back there middle of May for maybe 2 months, just to go back and do some writing and do the promotion for the album and do some shows.
Oh, that's great. That'll be a good time to be there. And on the album, have you chosen a first single yet?
The first single that's going to be released here in France is going to be the Allez Le Mans one, which is probably the least country out of them all, but for the simple reason we've already got the promotion with the song being played at the club and the song
right.
being played on French radio. But the single for the album we're still deciding up to now. We're not rushing to nothing. The album's took nearly a year to get to this state. We didn't want to rush anything. We wanted to make sure that the climate was right to release the album, which we feel it is now. So, as I say, we're going to be deciding over the next week or so, the next stages with a single, and then for distribution.
Excellent. Well, Michael, let's turn to the album now. One of the songs off it called, well, it's the title track, It's Time. And I know there's a great heartfelt story behind this, and I'll let you share it now with our listeners, and then we'll share the song.
Yes, It's Time. As you say, it's the album title, and it was probably around about 5 or 6 years into working in Corfu, a very good friend of mine by the name of Millie died over there. He was a disc jockey and he was a diabetic, and we used to spend our time just drinking and partying like young people do and not really caring what the next day brought. He died and that brought everything down to reality. And the track It's Time was the song that I wrote very, very soon after that, which literally made me wake up to myself and realize that I have one life, and it's a life that I need to live and need to do something with, and that's where the song come from, and I suppose that's where the album came from, really. So,
yeah,
I dedicate that song to my friend Millie.
Well, it's a great message and a great song, and thanks, Michael. We'll share it now. This is Michael J. Cresswell from his CD, It's Time, the title track here on In the Country.
Thank you.
And that is Michael J. Cresswell, the title track to his CD, which is about to be released in just a few days now, and it's called It's Time. Great message in there and great song. Michael, I wanted to talk to you about songwriting, in fact, and when did you first write, when did you first get into writing and write your first couple of songs?
First song I wrote was when I was about 16. I went to college. I was on a first-year pre-degree course, and I wrote my first song when I was 16, and then because I was at music college with a lot of talented kids, we started to write songs together, and it never stopped from there. But the first song was 16, and then I probably progressed to a more professional write when I was between the age of 18 and 20.
And when you get to writing, is there a certain process? Sometimes people say it's always different each time, but sometimes people like to start with the title, so they sort of know where the song is going, or they start with the melody. How would you approach your songwriting?
Well, Dave, as you know, you're a songwriter yourself and a very good songwriter, because I've heard a lot of your music. For myself, it can come at a different stage. There's times when I'm just sitting playing the piano and a track will come along, a little melody will come along, or playing the guitar and a little riff will come along. Other times I'll be watching a film, something sad will happen in the film, and I'll think, if I was to write the soundtrack to this film, how would I write it? So as I give myself a little brief when writing songs, I can't say I've ever written a song by a structure of somebody giving me a time scale. The only song I've written like that was the Ali Lamont song for the football club, which was very easy to write that song because I knew what the chant of the fans was and I knew the passion of the fans. That was very easy. But normally it will come with a melody, or it will come with an idea from, as I say, like that song, for example, It's Time, was very, very easy to write because it was a song from memories of a good friend of mine.
For sure. And when you do the writing, now, on this album, rather, there's 11 tracks. Now, I understand you wrote all of them, and there were two that you co-wrote?
No, I wrote all 11 on that album.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who's
very
been
good.
Taunting you, Dave. Come on, who's been taunting you?
I'll talk to my research department, I think.
Yeah, I think you better. No, yeah. I wrote all the tracks on that. The only, they were all produced by Wailord's Records, apart from the Ali Lamont song, but I wrote them all now.
Excellent.
I'm pleased to say for early purposes anyway.
Yeah, well, that's great that's great to have written all of them. So, yeah, I think it makes a difference when listeners know that the singer is not only singing them but has written them. It lets us know those songs are coming from a very personal place. So that is, you're to be commended on that.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, I've had some absolutely fantastic co-writes as well, and I would have been just as proud to place them co-writes on the album, but when me and Steve Haggard, the producer and owner of Wailord's Records, we decided, I sent over and we'll listen to maybe 50, 60 songs I'd written, enough to fill 5 albums, really. We came down to the final 10 plus the Ali Lamont song, and he wasn't under any impression which co-writes or if I'd written them, and we both came down
right. The
final ones, which was the ones that are on the album, which was, you know, as it happens, they were all written by me, but I've had some brilliant co-writes, so I'm just as proud to put them on there.
Excellent. And what makes Steve Haggard, we're speaking of, with Wild Oat Records, what makes him a good producer? What does he do that works in the studio?
For one, he listens. He lets it flow. I think that's a really great thing. He lets it flow. You know, Dave, you've been in the studio many times, and when you're doing a song. When you're in your stride, you don't want to be stopped, because some magic can come from that. You might go for a vocal and your first line might be terrible, but you might be in your stance and the next line or the might be the lick that makes the track. And
right.
He let the sessions flow. He came up with some absolutely brilliant ideas, and some of the work he's done on the productions was phenomenal. I'm very, very impressed with his work and very, very proud to be involved with Wailord's Records.
Excellent. It must be great to have heard your songs from the demos you did with your guitar and your voice, and to hear these great Nashville musicians, some of the best in the world, build the tracks, and actually, you know, now you've got a song in its finished state. So I bet you were pretty impressed with the musicians on the CD.
Definitely. I mean, this is my second album. The first album I did, I've had probably about 50, 60 songs professionally produced. But it's been in a different sort of situation and a different sort of atmosphere. When I went over to Nashville, I was playing with some musicians who've played with the likes of Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, Wanda Williams, Wanda Jackson. You know, it's one guy had actually been on the same sort of session rotor as Elvis Presley. So
wow.
You've got some absolutely massive, huge talents there. And
yeah.
to play alongside them was just phenomenal. It was just brilliant to watch these guys work. And the work on the old Nashville number scale.
Right.
Which was a mystery to everybody else, just apart from themselves. They do a little a numbers, whatever. And it's brilliant to be involved in that. And you're correct. To listen to the demos, come from the demo, to turn into that phenomenal music is inspiring. It's fantastic, yeah.
And I've talked to other artists who've been in the studios with the Nashville musicians specifically, and they learn the song so quick. They hear the demo, and they're right there. It's not... not a big learning curve. They're pretty quick to pick it up.
It is. It's like a 5-2 sort of game to play. It's like the old English dominoes where they pick it up, they listen to the song once, then they write down their numbers. It's like a little grid the work out. And the,
yeah.
I can't really say much more because it's not my place to tell everybody how to do it. But to watch the way they work and to watch how quick they put the scratch mix down for the track and then build around the scratch mix, it's something I've never seen before. And absolutely brilliant. I don't want to work any other way now.
Yeah, well, I bet. Yeah, it spoils you for anything else. Well, let's turn back to the music. And again, we're talking with Michael J. Cresswell on the line from France and his CD to be released on the 29th of March. It's called It's Time. And the next song we're going to have a listen to, and I'll let Michael tell us the inspiration behind it. The song is called Hard to Say I'm Sorry. So I'll let you take it away, Michael.
Well, the inspiration of Hard to Say I'm Sorry was I'm a typical musician with... you know, I can be a little bit grumpy, a little bit rowdy. If things aren't going my way, I can be terrible to live with. And sometimes some things that come out of my mouth, some things that I don't mean to say, you know, sometimes the promotion of the album or the songwriting gets to me, so I say some things that I don't mean. And I'm a Gemini, and I find it very, very hard to say I'm sorry. So when I say I'm sorry, my girlfriend knows that I mean I'm sorry. So that's where that came from, really. It was just it's just one of these things to, so when I wrote the song, I actually said to her, look, I am human. I do. When I say I'm sorry, I mean I'm sorry. So that's where
right.
it came from, really. It's a little bit of a dedication to her for putting up with me, I would say.
Oh, very nice. And it's more evidence that a lot of the best songs come from real life experience. So this is something you've lived and now you put it into song form.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's the love of being a songwriter or being a poet or being an artist of any form.
Yeah.
You can put down what you feel in words, and sometimes when I can't say how I feel, I put it down in a song, and that's exactly what I did this time. I played it as a song and said, that's exactly how I feel. Sorry.
Very cool. Well, let's share it now. This is Michael J. Cresswell, and the song is Hard to Say I'm Sorry here on In the Country.
Take a chance, your love could be changing.
Michael J. Creswell, my guest today on the show. He is on the line from France, and that is his song he wrote, and it's on his new CD. The song is Hard to Say I'm Sorry, and the CD is It's Time, which is about to be released any day now. So, Michael, where can our listeners buy that CD? Can they get it online once it's been released?
The way you can get it from is if you go to info@wildoatsrecords.com. So it's info, as in information, at wildoatsrecords.com. You'll be able to purchase the CD there. Also in France, it's going to be on sale at the Football Le Mans Stadium and then other distribution units thereafter. But first of all, just straight through Wild Oats Records or in France from the Football Stadium, which if you just Google Le Mans Football Club, you'll be able to buy it straight online or from the stadium there.
Very nice. Now, I know that... When you told me about the song, It's Time, it's got a very personal message. I was wondering if there's a favorite song you have on the CD, either because it's meaningful or just because you think it's well written.
I think that's a really difficult question. I've got a lot of favorites on because of self-penned sort of writing, man, the way I wrote the songs from experience.
Sure.
I guess there's a song on there which is, I think probably one of my favourites is called "Telling It From My Heart," which is a real, just a song that's very, very close to my heart, and that was another song that I wrote from experience and from travels. Also, another song on the album is called "Each Time," which again another song that I enjoy listening to myself, and I loved writing. But a real funky number on the album is a one called "Come On and Please Me," which is a very funky blues country sort of track, probably not so much in the country style that I'm used to writing. We made it a little bit like a bit of a Santana sort of like funky track, but I really like that track.
Very nice. Now, what about cover songs? Do you, when you're out performing, do you do other people's songs, classic songs at all?
Not as a rule of thumb. I've stayed away from the cover songs probably all of my career, really. If there is a song that I would perform, it would be a song that has a meaning to the show that I'm going to be doing. For example, if I use a drummer from say a different band and he's been in, say for example, he was a drummer say for Bob Dylan, for example, would maybe do a track and then would put the two together. We're going to be doing a track because we've got the drummer from Bob Dylan's old band. For a reason, I would do one, but rule of thumb, no, I wouldn't.
Stick to your own stuff. Well, that's great. And influences. And the last time you were on the show, we had talked about some of them, some of your favorite artists. I think Kenny Rogers' names came up, and that's one of mine. Who are some of your other artists, country artists, that you grew up listening to, Michael?
Well, when I was younger, we used to. You listen to things like your parents, you're playing. I was brought up with the likes of the Carpenters. Also, Glen Campbell. I love Glen Campbell. A lot of his music. Dylan, Johnny Cash, Dan Hill, Glen Campbell. But I think I told you last time I was on there. I'm a big admirer of Randy Travis. And
yes,
love Randy Travis. Absolutely can't say nothing but great about the guy. So, Sorry, Dave. Go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Randy, when he came along in the mid-80s and brought back the traditional sound of country, was a great thing. And he's, even though he's not huge on the charts right now, he's still a great artist.
He's just a very dignified guy. I can see that when you see him getting interviewed and you can see him perform. He's a very, very dignified guy, and he's got his feet firmly on the ground, and that's who I aspire to be. And I would like to think that my head's going to stay the same size, whatever happens. And I can see by a guy who sold 25 million albums, he could have sold a lot more if he wanted to venture out of the country scene. I'm quite sure he could have, but this guy's an ambassador to music, not just the country music, but just an ambassador to music. And for that, I respect him.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, we're just getting set to wrap things up here, and I want to thank you so much for coming on. We had a chance to play two of your great songs from the new CD, It's Time, and I want to wish you all the best with it. I know that it's a busy time promoting it, and I know it's going to do well. And thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Dave, and I look forward to coming back on again. You take care of yourself.
You bet. Have yourself a great night. My guest today has been a country artist, Michael J. Cresswell. Be sure to look out for his brand new CD, It's Time. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.